Oh, yeah.
The Conspiracy of the Insignificant. Yep, 10 shows, 10 days. We're hopping. I'm PQ Ribber, your host for this pop cultural, musical, logical, crazy series of broadcasts presented on the Overnightscape Underground and other places. And, yeah, sports. We've been adding variety here on the Overnightscape Underground, and while I do not follow sports for a long time, that does not mean I wasn't at one time a huge sports fan. God, when I was a kid, baseball, especially baseball, I mean, I pitched, I had one hell of a sidearm slider that probably did irreparable damage to my shoulder and rotator cuff that I still feel on very cold, damp times. But anyhow, professional sports has just, I've completely lost interest. If I see something on, say, the 1907 World Series, great, I want to see it, I'm fascinated. Modern day ball players and their steroids and their salaries and their managers, and God knows what team anybody's on at any given moment. I mean, I don't know, I grew up in an era where if somebody came up with a team, quite often, more often than not, at the end of their career or close to it, they were pretty much on the same team. Now it's like, you know, everybody bounces all over, there's no loyalty. But, you know, I guess business is business. And what I have come to understand is the players' salaries are basically, I mean, through the process of economical trickle-down, whoever pays for the advertising when these programs are run on television are indirectly paying the salaries of these players. So basically, American sports is brought to us by beer companies and automobile manufacturers and perhaps some other vendors of services such as collect call services. Although I think even those are fading now that the cell phone, I mean, I don't watch TV, so I'm a little behind on this stuff. You'll have to bear with me. And sports just isn't sports anymore. It's more of a business or something. And I mean, in NBA, I used to be, I mean, if nothing else, I'd watch the playoffs every year. I don't know, it was a few years ago. I just got sick and tired of the last 5-10 minutes clockwise of any game stretching out for over an hour. And why does it stretch out for that? Because anytime anybody gets the ball during the last 10 minutes of the game, somebody runs over and fouls them. This is a sport anymore? I mean, quite frankly, I think the solution to this is the NBA should pass very specific rules that if you intentionally or flagrantly foul someone, they get 4 points. Problem solved. I do not understand, like, the hack-a-shack strategy. Come on, let the guy take his baskets. This is not a contest to see who takes the most foul shots. It's mind-boggling to me that this goes on. I mean, basketball is just so much more physical. I mean, these guys hammering into each other. Since I was a kid, somehow it's become more of hockey than the basketball that I knew. I mean, you couldn't bump somebody or push somebody. You touch somebody. It was a foul. Let the poor schmuck take a shot. If they hit it, then it's your turn. Isn't that what the sport is all about? I don't know. Am I complaining? Am I driving everybody crazy? Let's listen to something funny.
This is PR News. I'm creating unintended problems.
For PR News, I'm completely contained.
From Los Angeles, PR's 600 Kmart stores report.
From Eugene, Morgan Smith continues to battle two major campgrounds and several homes over the weekend.
PR Radios at PRR.org.
PR's Ricard resigned after a plagiarism scandal.
Yeah.
For PR News, I'm expected to return late in the week.
PR's Madeline Brandt blamed for the continuing attacks on the dance floor. This is PR News. I'm selected by the U.S.-led Occupation Authority to help baby abandonments. No questions asked.
This is coming up on 9:30 at 10 o'clock this morning.
This is PR.
Back down and yes, sports. The shows are interesting, and frankly, I think European and world sports, maybe because I don't know as much about them, seem to be more interesting. I mean, I really wish that there was an easier way to watch and follow Australian rules football. For there is a sport. I mean, compared to American football. These guys are hitting each other as fast and as hard. They're not stopping every play and taking a breath. They're not so weighted down with another 20 pounds of pads. They're in their shorts. Somebody gets hurt, you know what happens? They lay there. The play continues. Everything doesn't stop for more beer commercials. I don't know. It just seems like American sport has become totally co-opted as a vehicle to present advertising to the American public, and it's sort of the tail wagging the dog, if you ask me, which you may not have, but I'm always willing to offer an opinion, especially when I have to fill 10 shows in 10 days. And if you didn't hear yesterday's show, by all means, this coming Saturday, Saturday evening is the beginning of our bandmate, stablemate, Conspiracy of the Insignificant Stalwart Fruitcake Toothpaste Art Show of cool found bread pan babies that bob up and down like the little, I would love to have one myself and probably will. I mean, it's just happy little antique ceramic German babies. What more could you ask for from life? And in any event, barring any other additional stuff that we may add, this episode of Conspiracy of the Insignificant, and all the others for that matter, is brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Labs, the Overnightscape Underground. Me, I'm PQ River. Thanks for listening. Tune in again real soon.